It is finished. And he gave over his spirit to the Father. Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher, 19th century, wrote a lot about evil and good. And he struggled with it greatly. And he struggled greatly with Christianity, in particular, its fixation on the cross. He said, how can men and women, boys and girls, walk around with a cross around their neck? The sheer brutality of the crucifixion is a pathetic symbol. He challenged all Christians to abandon it and said that it's a worthless symbol. He did not understand Christians. He did not understand not only is it the symbol, it is the power of the cross that makes Christianity. You see, what Christ did was he did not come as Nietzsche wanted, as a God of strength, a God of power, a God that forces his will down his people. Even as a human, he wanted that. But instead, God came as a gentle little baby in the form of Jesus, just like every one of us, human in every way, and submitted himself to the human enterprise for all his life. But what he did was, at every point along the way, he was showing us the way to live in this human condition. And that when we are pushed to the end and the edge of our humanity, which happens for nearly all of us, and will happen to all of us when we die, then what? That was where the cross gave the answer. You see, what Jesus did on the cross was he stitched the edge of humanity to the edge of divinity and made it a seamless garment that we had never need to ever fear death or suffering, because in through it we enter into God's very self. Oh, that sounds great, and it's great theology, you know, to say that. The reality is, when we enter into that suffering, that edge of humanity, it doesn't feel so good. When we are pushed to the edge of what we think we can withstand. There are three edges that I can think of that are powerful, that are imminent and powerful in our lives. First is when we witness the horrific brutality of violence in our world. When we look at innocent young children and women being tortured and beaten, and their houses ransacked in Ukraine, never having done anything other than to have lived in that place all their life and all their family. And they are taken out, and their children are forced to watch their mothers and their grandmothers be raped and then killed, and their fathers and their grandfathers be murdered. And then they are sent off. The brutality, the edge of humanity. And what we witness of so many children, men, women, and children, being used as human shields in Gaza. And the violence and the brutality that is brought to us every day. We are brought to the edge of humanity. And it's hard to find an answer. Then there's another edge, a second edge, when we meet our own limits, our own humanity. When we find ourselves suffering, whether through the pain of betrayal, whether it is because a friend betrays us, or whether our boss no longer believes us and values us, or whether we find ourselves suffering because of illness, of cancer, or we find even harder, a loved one, suffering dreadfully because of some human condition, again, brought to the edge of humanity. And then there's the one that's all too common, one of indifference to other people's suffering, that I do not pretend to not see, or maybe I don't see because of ignorance or of callousness of heart, that I do not see the suffering of those around us, those who have lost loved ones, who suffer because of the pain of racism, of prejudice, because they have a certain gender or are struggling with their gender, or because of the LGBT issues, or because they're divorced, or because they're from a different country, or because they have done some one of many different things. We are indifferent, and we're brought to the edge of our humanity. So what are we to do? Christ tells us that he came, and that his response on the cross shows us the way. You see, in the face of all that suffering and the edge of humanity, what did he do? He takes in that, all of that, that bitterness, that anger, that war, that brutality, that hatred, and he absorbs it, he transforms it, and he gives back kindness, gentleness, forgiveness, peace, and love. See, the cross is the bridge from our humanity, edge of our humanity, to Christ's divinity and into God. So what are we to do? St. Ignatius gives us a really powerful way to do it on Good Friday. See, as part of the spiritual exercise, he invites us into an unusual exercise, but it's powerful if you allow me to instruct you in it for just one moment. He gives in the third week, which is a metaphorical week, but you ponder the cross of Christ, and you're called to look upon Christ on the cross. And when you reach the edge of your humanity, you talk to Christ as you would a friend. You look upon him and you talk to him as he suffers on the cross and have a conversation. And what would you say to him? As he is bridging the gap between our humanity and his divinity. That is what we do today. We look upon Jesus on the cross, and we take all our suffering wherever we have been, whether we've witnessed it, whether we are currently in the middle of it, or where we are indifferent to it. And we talk to Christ and accept his invitation of the cross, to move beyond the cross. You see, in the end, God has the final word, and it is on Easter Sunday, and it is the resurrection, and it can only be had through the cross, and that can only be had to the response that he gave, which was love. Love in the end is the only way to bridge the gap between the edge of our humanity and the edge of God's divinity. So today, as we hold up the cross and we venerate the cross, talk to God and talk to Christ in your heart. Whatever it is that weighs your heart down, whatever it is, the suffering that you have, had, or have been indifferent to, come before the cross. Behold the cross. Behold the cross.